Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farmer ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
And today's livestock futures rallied here in the feeder cattle and live cattle and lean hogs. The April live 119.62 up 50 cents. The June's up 47 to 120.77. That was about a buck off the highs and a pretty disappointing close, selling off that much toward the end of today. The August live cattle were 30 higher at 120.05, and it looks like the October about two lower at 123.42. Feeder cattle were 37 higher in March. They went off the board today. It looks like their final trade here was 136.15 up 37. But the real number that determines the final price on the feeder cattle is tomorrow's feeder cattle index. So today's feeder cattle auctions, video, direct sales, and actual sale barns over a 12-state period over the last 7 days creates that index, and that will be the final price for the March feeders. But the feeder cattle have a really interesting way of being pretty close to that at that last trade of 136.15. The April feeders were at 143.97, up $1.52. The May's up $1.60 at 148.92. And then the hogs continue to rally today with June at 103.07, which was up another dollar and 2 cents. To this week's cash price looks like it's going to be 115 to 116 on the live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at the ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch inaugural Spring Bull Sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
The grain markets were weaker here. We had corn down 4 to 6 cents. The beans were the weakest contract of all, down 13 to 17. Chicago wheat down 11 to 12, and Kansas City down. July was down 10 and a quarter at 572. And then the May cotton today under pressure down the limit here at 78.44, which was down 4 cents. And December down 383 at 76.55. If you look at some of the the fundamental issues here, the current supply and demand picture for cotton still shows us at about a 24% stocks to use ratio, about 4.2 million bales. That's a pretty heavy number here in the United States. If you say that's basically after you use a whole year's worth of cotton, you have 23.6% left over, or about 86 days worth of cotton. On the world level, it's about 94.5 million bales, which is an 80% stocks to use ratio. So almost a whole year's worth of cotton left over after we use it for the year. So that's bearish cotton. That's not a new thing, though. It just seems like the kind of the scales have tipped to the bear side of the market. We hit back at 95 cents back in February. Now we're 78 cents. So it's in a pretty steep skid all the way down to where we are now. And it looks like West Texas is getting rain to be helpful for that cotton production.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.